escapes away from one challenge, moves it in between the two midfielders, playing it off to Kerr. Kerr gets it to the feet of McNamee, who's now inside the 18, gets it onto his left foot, attempts a shot, but it's ricocheted high into the air, but it's brought down by Ogita. Ogita with a brilliant backhand out for Harkin. Harkin cuts across the face of the goal, and that's 1-0. It's David Parkhouse opening his competitive account for Derry City as he runs over to the Mark Farren stand in celebration. What a goal, what a move from Derry. It's 1-0 here against UCD.
Super backfield move, and Jackie Harkin read the back.
Here comes Parkhouse on the chase as it's played forward by McNamee. Out comes the goalkeeper Cairns, who plays it straight to Stokes. Stokes sees the opportunity to shoot from the halfway line, and it's headed into his own net by Scales. It's 2-0.
Stokes has played the ball against the wind from about 35-40 yards over the goalkeeper's head. Scales has run back, he's read it, he's headed it away, but as the goalkeeper's running back towards his own net, Scales has actually headed it off his own goalkeeper's legs, and it's trundled into the corner, 2-0.
Sheenlet here at the corner, waiting for the arrival of support or even a tackle to try and get a throw in our corner. Kerr manages to get the loose ball and crosses it in. Cleared away only as far as Harkin. Harkin on the right foot, plays it forward, now he Stokes, and Stokes makes it 3-0 to Derry City. That is game, set and match, Eddie.
Well, it's no surprise at all. I mean, the pattern of the second half has been UCD getting the ball, trying to play it from the back, and Derry taking it off them maybe 20, 30 yards out. There's got to be a clue in that. At some stage...
And with that, the referee brings proceedings to a close. So the opening fixture for Derry City in the 2019 season has resulted in a 3-0 victory against the students of UCD.
Well, Declan, how would you sum that up tonight for yourself?
Brilliant. Really, really good. More to come. Happy. Still things to work on. And probably delighted for the players more than anything. So there's a mixed emotions at the minute. Really, really proud to see the brand of a full. The noise generated from the supporters was fantastic. The support that they gave the players, myself and the staff, was fantastic. And hopefully we can build on that moving forward. But a lot of good out of tonight.
Of course, a lot of young players out there tonight. It seemed like a team that has been playing together for a long time. You must have been happy with that.
Well, we've worked extremely hard in pre-season. We have pretty much lived together for the last 6 weeks. We've been on morning, noon and evenings, working hard. And to be fair, the guys have given everything. But look, it is very much early steps. You know, we're only starting here. I don't think anybody should get carried away. We've given a decent performance. I think there's more to come. I thought we were relatively solid in terms of our units. I thought we defended well from the front. And, you know, the boys will only benefit from this. But we have to also be realistic. They realise the opponents are going to get stronger. The next couple of weeks are going to be much more difficult. You know, you're playing three out of the four teams that qualified for Europe in our next three games. And you got to go away to Tala. You got to come home to Waterford. And you got to go away to Cork. So there's bigger tests coming as well.
There's a lot of young players there, but one wee man in particular made his debut here tonight, Kieran Harkin. Didn't look out of place. He bossed his part of the field, and he gave everything. Would you agree with that?
100%. I think, for me, Kieran Harkin epitomises everything we want at this club. He's a local lad. He's a lad that puts every ounce of energy on these performances. He's brave. He's not afraid to land on the ball and play forward passes. He's committed. He lives his life in a very good manner. He's a good family. He's a guy that I think impresses not only just the staff here, supporters here, but also his fellow players. I think they all love him, they butts. And as I said to him earlier today, I see Kieran Harkin being a Derry City player for the next 10 years.
Of course, not just Kieran here tonight, there's our players on the pitch who put on a good shift. Who would you think, in your opinion tonight, put on a good shift for yourself? Even though the team had a great performance, but who stood out for you?
I think if you look through the team, I think, you know, Darren Cole is a wonderful footballer. I think he's a wonderful footballer. I think he's a class act. I think if you look through the centre midfield, Harkin, Sloggett and McNamee, they just bossed the ball. They dominated the ball against a team that are really good on the ball. And if you look at Parkhouse up front, the amount of work that kid puts himself through, I think, is testimony to his character and his desire. And, you know, I've said at the very start that Derry supporters are like David Parkhouse, and I think he's got off to a flare tonight.
Owen Stokes' first goal, his or an OG, what would you say?
That's Owen Stokes'. Listen, the boy's extremely brave. I think the technique that was used against a strong breeze to even attempt it shows that he's got a bit of swagger and he's got a bit of belief in himself, and that's one of the reasons I brought him here, because I do think he has got incredible ability. I want to make sure that he gets fitter. I want him to showcase out in this big pitch how good a footballer he is. But you know, we're only getting started. There's a lot of work to come on. You know, we gotta enjoy tonight, but we gotta come on Sunday and make sure we're ready to go for next week.
And finally, your second coming here tonight. How was it for you?
It was brilliant. It was actually brilliant. I loved every second of it. Extremely proud. You know, manage this club once is a real honour. To do it twice is something that, you know, you can only dream of. But you know, come here and won tonight and see the place full and see the backing that the players and the staff, myself, are all given. You know, it's incredibly proud. But you know, we're not here just for one off. We want to make sure that we can build on tonight. We want to make sure we build on the future for this club, and hopefully I'll be a big part of it.